views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is October the 4th, 2018. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Excuse me, one second. Is the call-in number to get into today's show. We'd love to hear from you all. And one second. And that's the call-in number. Also, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And going to the website for this network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Find the donation prompt that's there. Hit the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy so that this overall network could stay on air. Very important that we do that so that we can continue to grow and bring you the things that you have deemed as being necessary and relevant, because it is. And so we need your overall financial commitment in order to continue to move forward and continue to actually have everything that's needed for this network to stay viable. So give some of your financial energy. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, regardless of the overall size. They are used to maintain this network. You could also support the network by being a part of this social media program known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform where you can go and engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. And having that overall space is very, very important. You don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone. You can just definitely have the overall platform in a way, a social media platform in a way that will benefit you and your family and your interests. Very, very, very important that that be done. So come on over to BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you can get into the platform and actually start to engage in start to engage into social media activities that you can benefit from, unlike what you could do on other platforms. So looking forward to this platform growing and doing well, and but it definitely needs your support in order to do that. So there it is. You can have a trial period for 30 days to see how the platform works. And then you can then join for only $24 a year. And in joining for $24 a year, one of the good things about it is that you'll be able to promote yourself, your business within reason in a way that you can't do another site. So please definitely do that. Okay. Now, that being said, also if you would like to acquire real money, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to do it. Seeing a lot of disturbing things that are happening globally, get out of cash and get into to real money is very, very essential for having real savings. And I would best put it this way. Here's why it's so important. And well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. So, but go to Prosperity Mint's website, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory and then email them at info@prosperitymint. Say, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener. Would like to get into the precious metals, and they will contact you, Please reply to the overall. Please reply to the overall response that you'll get from them so that they can get you information and make sure that you understand the overall buying process. And it's to your benefit. Won't be used for anything other than that overall part of it. And it's, believe me, it's essential for you to know the correct way, because if you don't know the correct way, you'll be exposed. Please, trust me, won't be used for anything else. Okay? Now, we're going to get into, and please excuse me, was kind of behind today. Have a full plate of things working on and doing, and so was a little behind today, but didn't get that much into what's in the news. So, but today's show, we're going to take a look at, and today's show is what's in the news. We'll take a look at some of the things that what's in the news and come up with the overall platform from there. We'll talk about a bunch of things. If you have a topic you want to discuss or talk about, definitely don't hesitate. Join in, and we're going to have a great show for you today. Just going to go over some things, so we'll get into it.
Hey, Dave, all right, can you
so
hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I gave you a shout-out last night on New Abolitionist Radio because, you know, Kanye West has been in the news a lot. About bringing up the 13th Amendment and amending it.
Yeah.
But most people want to focus on when he misspoke and said we want to abolish the 13th. But he came back later and he made it plain that he wants to amend the 13th. And so he gave another interview where he was more in depth, and he used a phrase that I heard you use. Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he was talking about slavery through the prisons, which you know I talk about a lot. And he said they're controlling your time and energy. And so when I heard that last night, I gave you a shout out because I was like, and he's right. I've heard Dave use those terms, controlling your time and your energy. Now, again, I don't compare slavery to metaphorical things. I'm talking about when you are forced to do something that you wouldn't be doing if you controlled your own time and energy. So, you know, I was like, you know, that whole thing, it was kind of deep the way he said it, you know, but he was like, and I said to myself, damn, Dave talks about controlling your time and energy. And that's really what they're doing with the prisons. I said they throw a bunch of people in prison to control their time and energy to make profits off of. Because what is time and energy? You know, if you can use it for your own self, then, you know, then you're going to profit from if you're using it wisely. But other people, that's basically what slavery is doing, is controlling people's time and energy by force.
Yeah, exactly. That's, hold on, let me, Keith, I think Keith had background noise.
Yeah, I'm sorry, let me go outside. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Keith. Yeah, you had a little background noise, and for some reason I wasn't able to mute you. But go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on what Scotty was just saying. And it goes farther than that, even in our prison system, because what's going on is not only is Scotty exactly right, they control your time and energy, but what they're also doing is they put these guys to work. And a lot of these guys, they become absolutely masterful furniture makers, the whole nine yards. And what they do is they pay them pennies a day. They take this furniture and they sell that stuff on the open market. Now, if you look at our history, where you look at everything that we have, and you know, you learn about it in Black History Month, about the black man came up with the golf tee and the stoplight and all these things, and they weren't accredited to none of those things because to none of those people because their slave masters got the credit for everything that their slave owned. Well, everything that their slave came up with. Prison systems is no different. These guys are creating furniture and all kinds of stuff. This stuff is being sold by the prisons, and the prisoners doesn't get credit for this. They don't get paid for that. Case in point was all these fires that they were having out in California. They were asking for volunteers and stuff. Well, they went to the prison system, and the prisons was going to allow them to use prison workers, and they were going to charge them like they were going to pay them like $2 a day. $2 a day. And we're talking about 16, 18 hour days. Whereas these firemen, well, you know what they get. Now, what made it even worse than that is when these guys get out of prison after they fought these fires, et cetera, they're ineligible to be hired by these departments. So, literally, I know we were talking about that, you know, we have to use comparisons between slavery and the prison system. No, you don't. This is slavery in every sense of the word.
Yeah, because the intellectual properties is what's being stolen from these individuals. And this is, once again, they're stealing our talents and our energy. And that is that is the real method behind it and the real meaning for this whole platform. They have to have, see, one of the things is that this economy became extremely resourceful and wealthy through subjugation and enslavement. It can never give that up, or else the economy will have to fend for itself, and it won't do that. And a good way to look at it is this way. You see, the economy realizes that it has to make people dependent upon them, and by making the people dependent upon them, then they're able to take everything that individual is capable of doing it and putting it into a platform that best and only serves them. And that is exactly, yeah, exactly right, Scotty, exactly right, Pastor Keith. This is much more, it never ever ended. This system can never end subjugation and enslavement, because then it would have to fend for itself on its own terms, on its own talents and abilities, and it has none. It's become the master of control, but being able to accomplish none. And so, yeah, it's real and it's here. Keith, I'm going to leave you off mute. So whenever you wanted to chime in, just unmute yourself on your phone and jump in. Well said. And yes, Scotty, it's really the answer to everything. And we're going to have to break that overall cycle within ourselves. And once we do that, we'll be in a much different position to establish what is equitable and what is reasonably balanced for everyone to live a sovereign, self-determined. It can be done. It definitely can be done. It's just going to take work to do it. And I agree, it needs to be modified. It needs to be modified into extinction. This is one beast. This is one adversarial monster that needs to be completely eliminated and nullified, because if it doesn't, it will continue to devour generation after generation. So well said, gents. Well said. So we're going to get back to what's in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on today's conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Here we go. What's in the news? First article I posted from, this is Charles Hugh Smith. We're going to take a look at this one. Pensions now dependent upon bubbles never popping, but all bubbles pop. Check out that. We're going to take a look at that one. Next article from Reuters. Celebrity figurehead, Vice President of the Corporation of the United States, Pence, tells China, we will not be intimidated in the South Sea of China. And he actually called China is the arch enemy of America, of the United States, not Russia. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. China halts all oil imports from the U.S. amidst escalating trade war. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News comes from the article from Sputnik News. It's not Iran, but the United States' dangerous policies NATO should worry about. Check out that article. That's what Tyrann said. Next article. A guy from RT International. New reality. Israel may increasingly use F-35s in Syria raids after Russian's S-300 delivery system. And we will touch on this. Next article also, this one comes from CNBC. The Fed's chairman, Powell, sees remarkable positive outlook for the economy that may be too good to be true. We're definitely going to carry this in the next for today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, if we have a show, I don't know. I may be traveling. We'll let you all know there. And it's critical because there's an article where the Fed chair said hints that he may soon crash the market. Not a good thing. And so it was a couple of other articles that I didn't get to post. I will post them in a minute. Let me just check really quickly. And man, there's a bunch of stuff going on. You know, yesterday, I know a lot of people got the presidential alert on their phones at 1 Central Time, 2 Eastern Standard Time, and 11 Pacific Time. Everyone's cell phone got a public service text as a forewarning from the president. And that system was actually put in last year, was the first time it was used, and then was activated yesterday as a test. It said this is a test from the presidential emergency broadcast system. And I know a lot of people got it, and so I would just say that they're putting everything in place for things to happen, and I just want you all to be ready for that, and I know you will be if you're taking the appropriate steps. So let's definitely do that, because that thing is definitely going to go live. I don't know how many of you got it yesterday. Pretty sure everyone in the country got it yesterday, and it should have been something where you should have said, okay, yep, it's on its way. And it definitely is on its way, and we'll be ready. I know many of you will be ready, and I'm glad that is the case, and because that's what's going to be needed to mitigate and to put ourselves in a position of advantage. Okay, so and like I said, anytime if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the calling number. 704-802-5056 is the calling number. So a couple of things. I want to go into this one article, the very first article, which is really good article. I actually like this blog spot, and it is the and it's done by Charles Smith. He does really some really good work, and I want to go over this, read this, and then want you to think about some things and how this is critical. And so he has some real good data that's here that we need to look at and know. And here it is. Here's his article. Pensions now depend on bubbles, never popping, but all bubbles do. So what was Smith saying here? But it's not just, and I would just add that it's not just the pensions that are dependent upon bubbles. The economy is dependent upon bubbles. Employment is dependent upon bubbles. the general person's, the everyday person's economy is dependent upon bubbles, and all bubbles burst. Here's a huge bubble that I talk about all the time, and I want to put it into a different light for everyone to see. And I want everyone, I wanted to put it into this light from a standpoint of a note, a promissory note, commonly also is known as your cash, your currency. Here's what I want to put this bubble into, and it will be plain for everyone to understand, and I want this really to sink in and to grasp into what it is. What is happening is this, a promissory note. This is why you should have no faith and no confidence in a promissory note or currency. Here's why. You have a promissory note. You, as an individual, if you have a bank account, you have access to, you can create your own cash. You can create your own cash. And you would do it by a promissory note known as a check. Cash is nothing more than a check. And you can create your own currency as well, or your own promissory note through your checking account and writing checks. Now, with you knowing that, you can see how fragile and how much faith and confidence you should not have in that, because you know your own checking account and you writing a check. The overall, if there's insufficient funds, if there's no funds that's there, you just have currency paper that's worthless. That's what's happening with the overall currency of the United States. It's insufficient of money that it is moving towards the everyday person, so everything of their currency is based off is insufficient funds. It's a promissory note. It's a check. The cash, they're giving you a check. And it's worked for so long for so many people, and not fully understanding how it works. They just know it does work. They don't know why it works. They don't know how. They just know how. I go, I use it. They don't know why it works, is what I meant to say. And the why it works is no longer working. This is why we can't have blind faith in how it works. How it works is I go to the store, I give it to them, they give me what I want, boom, that's how. But why does that work? That's the key. And we don't know why. Why does a dollar bill, why does cash, why does any currency around the world work? And if you don't know why, that means that you'll be exploited to the reasons why it no longer does. And that is going to be a brutal, hard lesson for many people. Best way to put it is your checkbook is the currency you create. How much confidence do you have in that? Very little to none. You see how fragile it is because you know why that checking account works. You know how it can work. You can go and write a check somewhere, but you'll know why that may not operate the way you want it to, because you don't have the overall funds available upon demand. That is exactly what's happening to the U.S. currency and why you can't save in it. And this is a harsh but true thing. They don't have the overall funds for demand. And when that happens, confidence is lost. And when confidence is lost, it's just like you with your checkbook. You'll write a check to someone, and then you go back after that check has come back insufficient funds, or it's bounced back to them, bounced back to you, bounced back saying no. The next time you go there, they're going to tell you no. You got to give another form of payment. And see, the rest of the world is going to say the U.S. needs another form of payment other than this currency. That the U.S. will actually say to you, know that cash that we created, put into circulation, you need another form of currency. We don't accept that anymore because that's insufficient. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to be held with nothing else because you won't be able to have the overall funds or the money that's required to have a medium of exchange that's that confidence can be established off of. Crash, burn, major, major problems for you and I and everyone else. This is why it's so important that we break our addiction to a note, because there's someone writing something in it, on it, and that's the true intrinsic value. You know the old saying, it's only worth the paper it's written on. That's really has actually been coined because of the fraud that's in a promise. Cash is not money. Never has, never will be. It's a check that's been written. Funds may be there, the confidence may be there, but when it is definitely going to be overextended and it's going to be lost to where there will be no funds because there will be no confidence. See, money never has that problem. Just because it exists, it can do certain things. You are a form of money, but you have to monetize yourself. One of the best ways that you can monetize yourself and your abilities is to have your energy stored in another form of money that can never be questioned. This is more than essential. This is more than important. It's one of the highest priorities that we have, is to get back to our overall base relationship of truth and money. This is what the system's highest priority to keep you from. And people come up with all other things to say that's more important than this and that, and it's not. It really isn't. But because we haven't made it the priority that it should be, the overall leverage and control and the overall momentum is swung to the side against us. Why the people never win and the system never loses. Because we have to engage in truth, not in an emotional interpretation of that. Very, very important. Of the highest priority. And I wanted to say that and get that out. Then I want to get to this article. And I think this article is really puts a lot of things together. So Charles Smith wrote this article from his blog spot, and it's uptwominds.com. He says, we're living in a fantasy, folks. Bubbles pop, period. And this is so true. Is I think that was the exact words that I used maybe two months ago. We're living in a fantasy, and that's just the truth. Here's the article. The nice thing about wealth generated by bubbles is that it's so easy. No need to earn wealth the hard way. By scrimping and saving capital and investing it wisely, just sit back and let the central bank stimulus push assets higher. And that's so true. This is the overall objective and one of the methods that the system uses to get people to lose all of their energy and to be subjugated and enslaved. They make it convenient to be lazy, makes it convenient to be slowful, makes it convenient to have a sense of privilege, and to get you to work, to get you away from working hard. Because one of the things about someone that works hard, they actually treasure their time and their energy, and they understand the value that they create. And the thing about in today's world, they generate wealth by bubbles because it's easy. Here's the thing about what's easy. It's always poisonous. It always will kill you. It will always bring about an infirmary. It will always bring up, it will always establish a septic relationship. It will infirm your body, your spirit, your soul, your relationships. It is actually a deceptive cloaking of enslavement. And what I mean by that is that when something makes it easy for us, we don't think. We always have a mind of leisure. There's never any urgency. It's always, I'm just chilling. When we don't need to chill no more, we need to be hot. We've cooled ourselves and we've chilled ourselves into a state of we're absolutely frozen. We don't move. Let's get back to the article. The problem with bubble wealth is that it's like an addiction to narcotics. Now our entire pension system, public and private, is dependent upon the current bubbles in stocks, real estate, junk bonds, and other risky assets never popping. But a funny thing eventually happens to the financial bubbles. They all pop. And when the current bubble pops, they will gut pensions, reserves, and projects and promises. And let me stop there really quickly. So true. Here's why chilling is a bad thing. Making things easy and getting comfortable and making things convenient is a bad thing. It's because you never move. You can never move out of harm's way. You can never even see a threat because it's really it's like a high. It's like a it's really like a narcotic for the soul, where it actually puts the soul, and it's a drug, you know. Having things easily done for you is, or having things convenient and easy, it causes your soul to be, to actually get inebriated in that, and get high in that, to where it loses its full balance, and it won't be able to see the urgency of a deception. It won't be able to discern that I need to go in a different direction. I need to go the hard route. It won't have the overall motivation to do the things the correct way, to do things by. We do things because it's hard. We should be doing things because it's not easy. Because when it's not easy, there is no tension that is actually applied to us in order for us to build. It's the same way with creating muscle mass. There has to be tension. And the system has slowly put us into a space to where we think that having things easy is the best way. It's not realistically healthy to do that. You will be sick. You will be infirmed. You will be famined. You will be malnourished. You will actually be disease-ridden. It will destroy you. because that's not how you were created. We are so running from how we were created to how we've been crafted and molded and resculptured and reshaped and genetically remodified. We're not looking at how we were created. We are now only upholding how we've been modified. So that when we have this type of mentality, we never see the urgency of getting out of something that is going to do us great harm by way of bubbles. I know he muted himself. And it's very, very difficult for us to make any ground that's going to bring any form of prosperity. I know Keith wanted to chime in real quick. Let me let Keith chime in. Go ahead, Keith.
You know, Dave, what's so powerful about why knowledge is power is because it goes back to the old adage, things aren't always as they seem. And what I mean by that, and going line in what you're talking about, is because what you're talking about is, in a way, is crazy. And the reason being is because we all strive to get to where you're exactly right. We want to be fat, happy, lazy, and content. You know, that's what we want as humans. That's what our flesh drives us to be. But the thing about it is, it's kind of like what you were talking about yesterday when you said that people vote against their own best interest. Can you hear me?
Or is there I hear you well. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah, we got you, Keith.
So you talked yesterday about how people vote against their own best interests. And when you look at people voting against your best interests, you know, you look at that and you go, you know, that's crazy. Why would anybody do that? But the fact of the matter, Dave, is we live our lives voting against our own best interests.
Right.
Because everything that we strive to do is the opposite of really everything that's good for us to do, which is the point that you're making. Even when you talk about in the realms of theology, you know, he says what? He says, look, I don't want out of your abundance. If you just give me out of your abundance, you can give me millions. It means nothing, because that's just out of your abundance. It don't cost you nothing. But he says, the woman that gave a mite, which was next to nothing, gave more than everybody else did, because it's all she had. It was her sacrifice. And it's
right.
The same thing that you're talking about, because when you're fat, look, if you look at every empire that has folded, it is folded because man got to where he wanted to be. And when man gets to where he wants to be, he always becomes fat, lazy, and complacent. He always becomes, you talked about the fact that you want warriors. Well, when you reach these pinnacles of what you desire is, you're worthless as a warrior in all aspects and phases of your life. As the men that gets out there and works out and does these things are the ones that stays true to what he needs to stay true to, and he will always prevail over the person that has become irrelevant because they're not capable of accomplishing anything. So it's real powerful what you're saying, because we have to understand that this knowledge has to teach us that we have to look at what everybody else is doing and go the opposite way. Why? Because the things that move us the best are usually the things that won't come to the first of our forefront as far as desire goes. But it will be the first thing that goes to your front for as far as being successful and self-preservation.
Yeah. Man, Keith, I don't know if you're on, because what you were saying is so important. If you can get in a spot where you're not moving don't use the Bluetooth, that would be, because the audio was a little, you know, had a lot of electronic interference. But in what you were saying, I can hear, but we wanted to hear it clearly. So, but real well said. And that's really, you know, Keith, that's very significant, because, and it's relevant because, in my opinion, here's what happens. If you're a person that is, let's say you are a person that doesn't, let's say you're in college, and you're not hanging out at all of the parties because you are actually studying for this and studying for that. You're taking the hard road while everybody else is taking the easy road of the parties and everything else. And then at the party, everybody is in the overall building and in the overall frat house or wherever the party is. You know, it's so many people there. This is the reason why that overall building could be overcrowded with people. And then in the overcrowded of people, they have a capacity of maybe 100 people, but 800 people show up because that's where the party is. That's where the party is. And there is that one person that is actually not going to the party because they need to study. They need to take they're taking the hard road. They're constantly grinding out what it is that they need to do, and at that clap, that overall party of 800 people that's in a house, a frat house or whatever, that can only hold 100 people, and all of a sudden there's a fire in the overall building because all of those people, you know that there's going to be a fire hazard because of people smoke, people do this, people do that, and then boom, there's a fire in the building. And now all 800 people are trying to run to the one exit that there is, or the exits that are available. And the exits that are available, and they're all on the one floor. And the fire breaks out on the bottom floor, and now it spreads really quickly. And everybody's running upstairs to get out. And then they go to the window, and it's 800 people trying to get through the few windows that are there. And what's going to happen? There's going to be no movement, and they're all going to, most likely because they can't get out of that building, the overall flames and the overall smoke is going to consume them all. And all 800 will be piled up on each other trying to get out of the trap that they placed themselves in. That's how this economic system works. There was an article I posted yesterday, and I just want to share this real quickly. There's an article that I posted yesterday, and the article said that more families are in the stock market. I don't want to misquote. Let me pull it up real quick. And it goes in line with what we're talking about today, because when these bubbles pop, they're going to catch many people off guard. And here's, let me just pull this article up. Bear with me. And it's synonymous of the actual capacity for the overall building is 100, but 800 people show up. 800 people show up, and many of them have all different agendas. And of that, here it is. One second. Whoops. Let me pull this article up. Oh, no, that's one we wanted, but that's not it. There's this article that's right here. U.S. households load up on stocks. Here's what this article says. And we didn't get to read this yesterday, but here's what this article says, and I want you to think about what it is that you should be doing. I'm going to tell you, don't go into the building with 800 people just because that's where the party's at. It says this, outside of the 2000, and this came from, timberlr.com. Outside of the 2000.com bubble, once again, there's that word bubble, and this economy is always built on bubble. The stock market is a bubble. It always has been, because it's a bubble, because it's artificially manipulated to be one. The overall expansion of it is because of the false air that they're putting into it. Here we go. Outside of the 2000.com bubble, U.S. households have never had more of their assets invested in the stock market. The stock market, i.e. the S&P 500, soared back to new all-time highs today. And this was from the 2nd on Tuesday. Or Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday. from all-time highs again today. Always a welcome development to for investor. It is especially welcome for new, especially welcome now considering the fact that investors are loading up with stocks at the moment. That information comes courtesy of one of our favorite investment related statistics from the Federal Reserve. We find that U.S. households had a report of 34.3% of their financial assets invested in the equity market as of the second quarter of this year, outside of a significantly higher reading in the fourth quarter of 2017. That is the highest level of stock investment in the 70-plus year history of the series, other than in 1999 to 2000 bubble top. And it gave you the overall, and this one came from, it shows you where we are. The highest was in 2000. It was at just below 40%. It was at 38%. Now we're at 34% right now. And see, here's the problem with that. See, that's the trick with everybody. That's the trick for everybody, telling everybody to run into the stock market, or they have the stock market going up and everybody sees that and they say, that's where the party is at. I need to do that. And this is what's going to get happen. You're going to get packed inside of the stock market. And when the fire comes, the exits will be sealed by everybody trying to get out. Not one person will be able to get out, and everyone will suffocate each other from that. And it's either before the even fire gets you, before even the flame, before the fire even touches you, before the smoke fills your lungs, the overall what is going to get you is everyone is going to be suffocated from the overall weight of all of the people trying to exit the few small openings that are now clogged. It will be from suffocation, not from smoke inhalation or from the burning that will kill everyone. And this is going to happen in this market. And when is it going to happen? Soon. Why is it going to happen? Because it's so high. It's artificially high. And it's based off of a complete facade. It's corporate gambling. And the house always wins. The gambler always loses. No matter what the small margins that you can make over the protracted history, you lose, and you lose everything. Think of how much people are going to lose when this bubble crashes, and at what age these individuals are. And I know what this market is going to do. It's going to be very selective in what collapses. They are not going to let the millennials lose too much, because they're going to make the millennials lose everything at the appropriate time when they get to a certain age. They're going to completely nullify the baby boomers, because the baby boomers won't be able to generate the overall energy that they can exploit to their benefit. So what are they going to do? They're going to suffocate them. This is a trap. This is the hunter seeking prey. This is the overall financial hunter scoping out its prey of the people from the institutions that they put on mainstream media and have all of the propaganda to deceptively lead you to the kill zone. Then they strike. And man, we have to look at this for what it truly is. Going back to the article about the pension, here's what it says. But a funny thing eventually happens to financial bubbles. They all pop. And when the current bubble pops, and I'm going to add this, it will catch everyone in the house, in the burning house. They will gut pension reserves, projections, and promises. Take a look at the chart below of taxpayers' contributions to CalPERS, the California Public Pension Fund. Now that in the heady days of Bubble One, the dot-com era, enormous gains in CalPERS stocks holdings meant taxpayers' contributions were a modest $159 million annually. Based on bubbles never popping and momentum and monumental annual gains continually, let me move this down, CalPERS project taxpayers' contributions in 2010 of $6.6 billion. You see what happened there? It was huge from the first dot-com bubble. Now this bubble, the second bubble was of 2010. We are in the third bubble. Here's what it says. Based on the bubbles never popping and monumental annual gains continuing forever, CalPERS projected taxpayers' contributions in 2010 of $6.6 billion. But since Bubble 2 had popped in 2008 and 2009, the stock market gains had cratered, and a consequence, taxpayers had to pay almost four times the CalPERS projections of $24.6 billion. See, they made contributions of $6 billion, but they had to pay in losses $24 billion. Who's winning? Who's losing? The people are. And here we go. In a few short years, taxpayers' contributions have nearly doubled, despite the oversized return generated by Bubble 3, the largest of them all. By 2015, taxpayers' contributions to CalPERS totaled $45 billion. Even a CalPERS reaping of huge gains in his stock portfolio. So what happened to the taxpayers' contribution when all of the asset bubbles pop? They go through the roof right when the taxpayers are themselves facing staggering declines in their own personal wealth and the inevitable decline in the income that will accomplish an accompanying recession. What recessions? I thought the Fed banned those. The gap in pension funds is what it's saying now. See, what he was saying there is that in just a few short years, the taxpayers have now doubled their overall contributions, despite the oversized returns by bubble number three. Now, this is the largest. Since 2015, taxpayers have contributed more than $45 billion. And they're not going to be able to gain from that because this bubble is going to collapse. And you can tell if it was $6 billion in 2010 and they had to pay four times that in 2010 to clear it, you could take that same number of $45 billion times four. Now you're talking about $1.3 trillion that is going to be lost. And the $1.3 trillion that's going to be lost is going to come at a time when people's personal wealth is going to be reeled down. And guess what that means? They've been just totally nullified. And who is that going to nullify? It's going to completely nullify for the last hoorah and take everything from the baby boomers. Done. And that 1.3 is going to cost, that $1.3 trillion loss that is, that I'm saying that is probably going to be the projection, it could be even more. But what it's going to do to the millennials is going to make them have to work harder for less and for longer. Because what is going to be lost is going to be difficult to get back to even. And I will say it will be impossible to get back into even. Yeah, they'll give you gains, but you're not back at even. You're not back into profitability. And profitability is not profitability until you can take that profitability and move it into something else, into a form of savings. You're not profitable until you can save. Because then what happens is that profitability goes into consumption. You take the profits of everything and you consume it. Now you're back in deficit. Because profitability is not complete until you take the profits and move it into savings. Now you're profit. Now you have a gain. Now you have a storehouse. Now you can invest. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Presents the Necessity Engine to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And, you know, if there's any, you know, dispute of what I say, hey, I welcome it. I will be, you know, gracious, and I definitely cherish you listening to the show. We want to make it better. You know, there's some rebuttal, some pushback on it. I would love to, and, you know, because some things work for some people that don't work for others. And my overall conversation is about the general population, everyone, those that are within the economy, those that the economy exploits, not the overall individuals that are seemingly gaining from that exploitation that is happening. But are you really gaining it? And if you really look at it, no, you're not. You're absolutely not. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to always see you. So this is very fundamentally sound while we talk about these things. And so we were just talking about in the last hour how the bubble popping in the market is intentional. And they put all in, and I was using the overall example of, it's like going to when you were in college or just hanging out with your friends, you, instead of doing that, you decided to work, you decided to do this, you decided to study, you decided to do this or do that, and didn't want to go to the party. And by that individual that didn't go to the party, that individual was never in harm's way or threatened with suffocation. They, because of their overall discipline and working hard and not doing things that are easy, but taking the hard path. The hard path keeps you away from the easy path of destruction. And the person probably didn't even know. They heard about it and said, oh, wow, what a shame. Wow, that was messed up. Oh, man. But see, they were totally removed from it. They didn't even give a thought to going there. Because they was too consumed in what they were taking care of what they needed to take care of. They were taking care of the hard things and not doing what was easy. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. When you first start out as a saver, it's hard. But the moment you see the benefit in it, It's the most important thing that you want to do. It becomes extremely easy to do. It still takes discipline to do it, but when you do do it, it becomes easy. And it becomes so essential. And then you'll find yourself where you won't have the overall time, nor will you create the overall energy to do what's easy all the time. So you won't get caught in the frat house that's on fire that nobody can get out, because it's only supposed to be 100, well, I would say, you know, probably 100 people in there, and it's now 800 people, and then it's 1,000 people outside. So this is what this article is really saying. They're being trapped. And I want to go back to this one article real quick that is about America, U.S. people being, U.S. households all in the stock market, getting back to all-time highs. The only time that it was higher was in 2000. And you see what happened when they drove it up, they got everybody in, and then boom. So that article continues, and we need to look at that because it's very relevant for what's happening. So we're going to pick that article back up. From the Federal Reserve's release, we find that the U.S. households had a reported 34.3% of their financial assets invested in the equity market as of the second quarter of this year, outside of a slightly higher reading in the fourth quarter of 2017, so the end of 2017. That is the highest level of stock market investment in the 70-plus history of the series, other than in 1999 to 2000, when it was at 38.6%. Would move this down. What is the upshot of this series and its current reading? As we discussed many times before, this statistic is not necessarily an effective timing tool. It is what we call a background indicator. And key with this is background indicator. That it provides an instructive representative of a long-term potential and risk of the stock market. And here's what I'd look at what's called a background indicator. What they do is that they look to see the overall psychological response of the people, and they get a background on that, and so they know what levers and triggers to push for people to fall back into that type of psychosis and into that type of thinking so that they can get the desired result from people. This is nothing more than psychological manipulation. They create the overall environment that will cause the overall psychological effect, and people will show up and sit inside of the overpacked frat house. And they know that creating that the overall risk level is great, they can create high risk, and then boom, smack the market. The article goes on. One thing we know about the investing public, most investor groups for that matter, is that they are notoriously poor at timing markets. For example, they generally adopt their largest allocation at market top. See, this is a discipline. Here's what's being said here. You know when people get into something when it's going up? Because they are so price sensitive, they're unaware of value. And what is actually going down, they stay away from. I don't want to get in that. It's going down. And when you come to talk about money and saving, see, the precious metals, so-called price is going down. I absolutely love it. I absolutely see it because it's an opportunity for me to acquire and accumulate even more of what I know is going to be real money and always has been real money. From every economic calamity and every economic crisis, silver and gold has always made its way through it. And it will do this one and future ones as well. See, they push the overall prices of the metals down so people will ignore it and get away from it. And they know that people are because they created that overall psychological profile for people to be poor timers of the market, only get in when it's high. And to get into a manipulation, see, it's not really the high, it's to get into the manipulated market. You can't win against Vegas. You can't win against the corporate gambling pools. They will always win. Just by you showing up, you lose. And it's not about timing the market. It's about showing up at the market and you lose. See, that's a misnomer. They intentionally do that so that people will stay in the market and say, oh, I need to be a better understander of this thing, so I'll try to time the market correctly now. No, just being in the market, you are getting played. Think about it. For those of us that work, have employees, and they have pension funds, did you get to dictate what fund management group is going to have it? Or did you just have to take the overall menu that they gave you? They handed you a menu and said, order from here. They didn't even allow you to pick the restaurant, to pick the chef, or pick the occasion. They didn't even give you the chance to be able to cook your own meal at home. They told you you had to order from the menu. And in ordering from the menu, they said that you can order from the menu, and this is the overall limitations that you have. You can only eat when we tell you to eat. You have to continue to buy the meal without the delivery of the food until we tell you when the food. And then if you ever get hungry, we're not going to give you a full plate. What we're going to give you is from your meal, we're going to cut off a little piece. We're going to wait till it gets stale, and then we're going to give it to you. We're going to tell you the terms and the conditions that you can take, that you can finally eat. How much you can eat, and then what it is everything that you eat, you're going to have to regurgitate and give it back to us anyhow. Man, it's really sick. So the article says that people are poor in timing the market. That's very true. As soon as you show up, that's poor timing. The article continues. One thing we know about the investing public, and most investing groups for that matter, is that they are notoriously poor at timing the market. For example, they generally adopt their longest allocation at the top of the market. Thus, based on the current historical level of household investment, we would determine the stock market to be carrying substantial risk in the long term. Absolutely. If the market is going up and going up and going up, what do you think the overall path of it is going to be? It's going to go down. Then it's going to go up, going to go up, and going to go down. Now, see, here's the key. It goes down much faster than it goes up. So it wipes everything out on you, and then it slowly starts to go up on a path. And then once again, it's putting you to sleep. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Then we did it. We're here. But guess what? You can't eat the meal. And then by the time you say, all right, I'm going to take everything out to eat the meal, boom, they wiped it all out. So the article goes on. Again, this is not the great timing tool. It can and has remained elevated for years on end. And prior to all household investors, however, just as households learned the hard way in 2000 and, in 2000 and in 2015 and in 2017 and in 1972 and in 1968 and in 1966. And I would add a couple of years to that as well. There was also and in 2000 and one and in 1987, sorry. And in 1987, there's been so many collapses, is ridiculous. They don't expect them to walk away with the extreme equity investment levels being scattered. Basically, people aren't being conscious to the overall crashes that have always happened. See, if you look at just the ones that they looked at, 2000, 2015, 2007, 1972, 1968, 1966, of course, the overall crash of the 30s and 20s. Then there was the 80s and the 90s had its crashes and everything else. See, people don't look at those things as those things being relevant, and they are extremely relevant. Because here's what happens. Is that they always push you to be in the market for how long? They said, no, you don't need to be a short-term investor. You need to project things on the long term. And when you project things on the long term, you should be running away from the market. Because eventually it's going to crash and collapse and take everything you have. Hopefully you'll be able to get away with it. But see, one of the things that they know is that that snare don't get you. They've already got you trapped into something else. See, they've got you. See, what they do is they allow you to gain a lot of cash in the overall market. You start to be a prodigious saver of cash and everything else. And they got you in the most fleeting form of collapse that there ever could be, known as currency, a promissory note. They got a checkbook that they have with insufficient funds. And then we say, well, this is the lifestyle I want to and everything else. But in the meantime, those individuals that retire and everything, they don't retire healthy. They're not mentally healthy, physically healthy, spiritually healthy, or their soul isn't healthy. And because of that, their life expectancy has now been nullified. Yeah, you got one or two, three checks, but see, what really could have happened is that you could have been retired in your teens. You actually could have been retired in your teens and been able to establish self-dependency to where you've always had that type of lifestyle of prosperity, and then that you would be able to leave a legacy of investing seeding forward. You would have been able to invest forward. But see, they got us to where we only care about just ourselves. This is what people say, my retirement, my pension. And that's what the system wants you to say. What about your legacy? What about the inheritance that you're going to be passing on? What about the inheritance that you should have been received, that you should have received? See, that's the real the only thing that we're passing on is we're passing more debt, insolvency, more subjugation, more enslavement. That's what we're leaving as our legacy and as our inheritance. Where is your inheritance from those that were before you that didn't even know your name? It was sifted, stolen, and robbed. And it was all robbed and sifted from you from the economy of subjugation and enslavement. It was actually auctioned off on the slave market in so many different ways. They just call it different things, but it's the same agenda and it's the same objective. Where is your inheritance? Why in the world do you have to work for somebody for 30 years, 20 years, 15 years? And the reason being is because we have no resources. We have no resources because there were no inheritance there. We were no heirs to prosperity. We were heirs to indebtedness, subjugation, and enslavement. We were actually heirs to the wage of slavery. The wage of a king and a queen is silver. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is gold. The wage of a slave is debt. We were heirs to debt. This is why. And it goes much deeper. And I don't know why. Once that overall truth hits us, why we reject it. Once that knowledge of how things work, why collectively we reject it. And I'm not speaking about you individually unless you understand and you can apply that to yourself honestly, because I know I have to, and I have, and I failed there. But I know everybody's different. You may not have failed that way, but do an honest, sincere survey, and I think you'll come up with the same conclusion. Me too.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
So, this is not, it's no longer a source of frustration, but bewilderment. Now, you know, you just said it goes much deeper. I don't think it gets much deeper than a corporation calling itself, or at one time may have been, a republic or what have you, but that is practicing slavery in by law in their constitution.
Yep.
All right, so I mean, it's a word for it, cognitive dissonance, but that means that a lot of us are just standing by while they enslave human beings, and we know that people shouldn't be in prison for harming themselves, using any kind of drugs, you know, however, how the economy has two separate different economies, and that, as Keith was talking about, the firefighters can't get, the prison slave firefighters can't get a firefighter job.
Scotty, I can't hear you at all. And there's some things that you're saying that we need to hear. Scotty, we can't hear you at all.
I'm going to have to mute Keith's line, because that's where a lot of that feedback.
Mute myself?
No, you're good. I'm saying we're getting a lot of electronic noise off of Keith's line, probably the type of device and where he's at. So what I'm saying is it gets no deeper than legalized slavery and human trafficking.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
people, right, Scotty. It doesn't get any deeper than that.
Incarceration and what have you. And our family members are affected by it. Our community members are affected by it. And then us as a society are saying, well, what can we do? You know, but I'm not trying to delegitimize any other concerns, but if you're not concerned that they practicing slavery legally, something that the international community has outlawed, but it's still in their, in the U.S. Constitution, and we see it's affecting so many people. It's like, you know, if you're not concerned about that, you're not trying to end that. But I guess you're just trying to save yourself from becoming the next slave. You know, and at some point, this society is going to have to confront that monster. You know?
Man, we couldn't hear Scotty at all. But Scotty is absolutely right. The whole thing is that, you know, I'm going to tell you, Scotty has New Abolitions Radio. And that's what he and Max focus on, because that is the real issue and the real getting to the foundation of this problem. We have Kando Radio Show, and it's really an abolitionist radio show, because it is, we're really talking about the same thing is a problem. Scotty, you have a problem with my connection as well? And I think that was the thing with Keith.
I'm saying, if you couldn't hear me, that's probably why.
Yeah, could you hear me now? Okay, we're good now. And so when we look at it, that is the only problem that we really have, because from that, everything comes. Everything else comes. See, by having subjugation and enslavement, they're able to benefit in everything, and we're losing everything. That is it. Reason why you should be prepared is because so that you can be sovereign and self-determining. And as Scotty said, by them having slavery. Bona fide, still slave. There is no exception to slavery. Because what you'll do is that you'll letter the law it into existence and make it legal, which they had. Scotty says, I mean, what if we are willing to tolerate legal slavery? Then what won't we tolerate? Exactly. There isn't. There is no such thing as legal slavery. It's an oxymoron. Subjugation and enslavement is against the spirit of the law. No matter what the letter of the law is written, the excuse to do it, because what they're going to do is that overall, a letter of the law will be broad and steep and deep, and it will be for everything. If they're enslaving anyone, they're enslaving everyone. There is no legal form of slavery. It just means that the individuals that want to do it, the overall controllers of it, are given an excuse to make it politically correct, which is always morally wrong. That's what it is. That's what it does. And it's one of the things about this whole trading, and it's part of the overall subjugation, and it all goes through. See, once they get you to accept slavery in some form, it's so poisonous you accept it in all. That's the real terms and conditions when you assign for that and say, yes, 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 as society, we need to have this. Then what you really do, then what really happens is that you don't know that the fine print is all it says. And you agree to it. And that's what makes it so demonstrous. We agree to it. It's okay one individual wants to do you harm. You can't stop that individual from doing harm to you. But what you can have is an appropriate response to that overall individual that is now invoking themselves on you. You can defend yourself. And we're not looking to defend ourselves from this. We're looking to the authorities to adjudicate it. You can't adjudicate what's immoral. You can't. Absolutely can't. So, listen, I want to take a Sky, if we could take a little early commercial break, and then we'll pick it up. Give me 2 minutes, 2 minutes extra, and then we'll come back. When we come back, I want you to hear what the overall Fed says. And here's what the Fed says, and it's very important. The Fed's Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, says, sees remarkable positive outlook for the economy that may be too good to be true. Said this on Tuesday. Now, what has this got to do? Oh, of course. The stock market is at its highest it's ever been. The setup is here. Breaking news. Dow drops 300 points as rate surge 10-year yields hits its highest since 2011. Here it is all building. Then they'll have it go up 400 points, catch everybody to sleep. So they do this purposely. When we come back, we need to take a look at something. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Give me 2 minutes, Scotty. Check up.
laid out. Get robbed and laid out. Gambino turned snitch, I got the bike out. 96 rays I made out. Montana way, the good F-E-L-L-A. Verbal AK spray, dip detaching. Jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. A glass of Zay, making mad gases. Play red dot plot. Murder scheme, 32 shots rung. Regulate with my thun, 17 rocks clean from one ring. Yo, let me let y'all people know one thing. There's one life, one love, so there can only be one king. Ooh, 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 ooh. Life, I wonder, will it take me under? Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if it was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people rolling dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today. In these last days until we
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, just looking at different things is kind of a great, great setup, a slow, methodical setup that the system is preparing for the overall disenfranchisement of, or the nullification, or the untied states of America. And yesterday, I'm pretty sure you all got that emergency alert text. And it was the presidential alert, and it said something like, this is a test. The national emergency alert system. No action is required. If you continue to listen to them, they'll lead you right to where they want you to go. No, there is action that is required. And that action is, it would benefit you to prepare yourself for what they're telling you is going to be on the horizon and is going to happen in due time. We're closer to it today than we were yesterday. So make sure that you will be ready. And in today's show, we were talking about how these bubbles in the market, everything is primed for the U.S. to be nullified. The purging of it in the global geopolitical arena, the overextending of its arrogance of use of military force has now made it, it's not a superpower. There's nothing super about the power that it has. The overall economic stability of its overall citizenry that it has exploited has actually placed the people in a unattainable, insolvable debt position, where no matter what you do to service the debt, it won't be enough. It will consume everything that you have and everything else that everyone else that you know that has, what they have. And it still will continue to be willfully and woefully behind.
there is an action that's needed, and that action needs to be for you to prepare yourself and your family and the overall neighborhoods and the community at large. And I like to give some of the reasons why. I don't want to tell you exactly all the things that you need to prepare in, because everyone is different and everyone has different needs, and they're in different parts of the country. And then there is a part that becomes a difficult road that you need to travel down as a prepper and getting prepared. You need to go down the road of not having the overall funds to acquire some of the things and assets that you need. You need to be there and then figure out and then to do things to have the discipline to get it. And a lot of that could mean cutting this out, cutting that out, or doing this or doing that. Whatever it is you need to do to get it there, are you going to just get it? That's the key. That overall determination. See, the system, it has been great in indoctrinating us to accept responsibility to get what we want and to make excuses for what we need. I'm affected by that. You're affected by that. What is your response going to be? And I have to manage my response to it. It's still there. So there was an article from Criminal News Broadcast, commonly referred to as CNBC. I want you to hear this, and this is going to be the why you're going to need action for the emergency presidential text that you'll receive, saying that this and that has happened and is a national emergency now. These are the actions that you need to take. By that time, they're going to send that text to everybody in the country, and guess what? You'll be competing with everybody in the country. You see the setup that this is doing. They're going to tell you when to go, and they're going to tell you and everybody else to go. The mass hysteria that that is going to have and cause with people is that you will not be able to acquire the necessary items to prepare by the time that text gets out. Oh, that text will get out. And it will get out with one, this is not a test. It will lay out exactly what it will be, but it won't be a test. It will get an emergency alert, presidential alert, and the first thing that it will say is, this is not a test. Remember the drill in Hawaii when they said this is not a test. Incoming ballistic missiles from Korea, or incoming ballistic missiles, it didn't say from Korea. And everybody, when they got that text, went nuts. Everyone was running instead of walking to where you need to get, under full control of everything. See, when you're prepared, that's what you do. Because there's nowhere that you need to run. You're just going to walk down the overall checklist of what you already, how you're going to respond to these things. No need for you to run when you're prepared. And that text is going to say, presidential alert, this is not a test. The National Wireless Emergency Alert System requires this action because this prevailing event has now happened. You have, depending on where you are, 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. No, they'll probably say you have 2 hours before this and this will happen. Boy, system knows what it's doing. Knows what it's doing. So there's an article. Feds Powell sees remarkable positive outlook for the economy that may be too good to be true. Federal Reserve Chairman cited a remarkable positive outlook for the U.S. economy, enjoyed by both low and unemployed, enjoyed both low unemployment and inflation. See, that's because they're going to switch it to having high unemployment and high inflation. But the inflation that is going to be is is not going to be high inflation. The inflation will go into the atmosphere. You will go into a super hyperinflation that will be traveling at hyperspeed. And it says a report asked Powell after last week's Friday Fed meeting whether the outlook was too good to be true. And he said it was a reasonable question. The Fed chairman, Powell, sees the U.S. economy generally higher optimistic expectations with the unusual combination of low unemployment and inflation fuels hopes for an extended expansion. In a speech Tuesday, the central bank chief said the jobless rate is running around 3.9%. Don't you believe it? And inflation is running around the Fed's goal of 2%. You out your mind. The overall inflation rate is probably around 12 to 15% when you look at true metrics for GPI, Consumer Price Index. That is absolutely a lie. 2%. How in the world can inflation be at 2% and a pack of gum costs $1.25? Where is not the gum that's going up in price is that the overall purchasing power of the dollar has been diminished. You need more cash in order to get that underlying item. How in the world, where homes are being built with cheaper and cheaper products and the overall price to get in them is much, much more. There is no value there. It's being made by cheap materials because that's all the overall purchasing power of the dollar can be. There ain't no way in the world is that 2%, 25, 35, 200%. Okay, Dave, get off the soapbox. You're going to go back. Historically, low unemployment has fueled inflation and sometimes has forced the Fed into hiking interest rates rapidly. See, this is the overall excuse that they're going to make for the market crash and everything else and crashing and the hyperinflation. How are you going to hike rates when you're already at $21.5 trillion without you already basically signaling that you're overall bankrupt? Higher rates and you're already at $21.5 trillion debt? That's what you admit to? So we know it's probably 10, 20, 100 times that. Goes on. While the two top line statistics do not always present an accurate picture of the overall economic conditions, absolutely not. Because all of their books is cooked. A wide range of data on jobs and price supports a positive view. Powell told economists at the Boston conference. In addition, many forecasters are predicting the favorable conditions are likely to continue. He pointed out that after last week's Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting, a report asked him if the current conditions are too good to be true, which he called a reasonable question. From the standpoint of durable mandates, it is remarkably positive outlook, he said, referring to forecasts from the Fed's official survey of professional forecasters and Congressional Budget Office. Since the 1950s, the U.S. economy has experienced low stable inflation and periods of very low employment, but never both for such an extended period of time as seen in the forecasters, Powell said. He attributes the balance to aggressive Fed actions to control and respond to inflation expectations. They were cooking the book. And it's all a lie and deception. But here it goes on. If a belief grows that inflation is building, businesses sometimes will raise prices and increase wages ahead of it. The belief is that inflation will remain low and also can depress activity. Though forward guidance, the Fed has sought to manage those expectations and convince the public that it will keep inflation around the central bank's 2% goal, Powell said. Yeah, they can tell you it's 2% all the way until that your currency has no purchasing power at all. All they have to do is write 2% and the people will believe them. But if you know how this stuff is really come together, you see the fraud in the overall making. The economy itself is fraudulent from its onset. It's meant to enslave people. You can't legalize slavery. Can't do it. In addition to the low unemployment and inflation, GDP grew at 4.2%. If you believe that, oh boy, it's not true. In the second quarter and top 4% against the fourth quarter. Whose numbers are you looking at? The lying ones that's putting all of this together? The ones that's controlling this for their benefit? Or are you looking at the true measure of truth and rejecting theirs and looking at this? But what's happening is we're rejecting the truth and looking at their statistics and say, okay, everything is okay. There's no action that's required for me. Just keep doing what they're telling me to do until I get my presidential alert saying that I need to do something. And at that time, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be too darn late. It's almost too late now. You can't acquire assets with the purchasing power that you could before. That is an opportunity that has been lost. Then there's the article. Fed Chair Powell hints he may soon crash the market. Speaking at an event at the Atlantic Festival in Washington, Jerome Powell's second public appearance of the week. See, the first one was what we talked about, and now here's the second. The Fed chair took the opportunity to underscore just why he remained so complacent about the U.S. economy, saying that it is a remarkably positive set of economic circumstances, and there is no reason to think it can't continue for some time. Powell also praised the recent wage increase, saying some gains are welcome, and noting that the Phillips curve is not dead, just resting. Boy, these the surprising confidence of Powell then put on the hawkish afterburners as he repeated what he said after last week's FOMC meeting announcement, saying that interest rates are still accommodating because rates have just now, in real terms, moved above zero. Here is the reasons why the dollar is surging after hours. Powell said that not only are rates far away from the neutral rate of interest rate, zero, meaning they're not paying you any interest on anything, or the interest rate is neither stimulated nor holds back the economy, but the Fed may go past neutral as the tightening process continues. Interest rates are still accommodating, but we are gradually moving to a place where they be neutral. Not that they're restraining the economy, but we may go past neutral. You hear what he's saying? He's talking about minus interest rate, negative 2% interest rate, negative 5%. Why is this important? Here's why it's important. They're setting up everything for it to fail. And the market crash is just something that they do, because it affects so many people, because the crashing of the market is essential for them to maintain control over people. And they're going to do it. The key is, we don't want you in that market that crashes. Use your cash for what you should use it for. But don't overextend yourself thinking that it is money, because it's not. You can't do what money does. Never has, never will. And I think we got a call. I think Keith wanted to chime in. And so, Keith, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, from what I understand is it's not only is it something that they just do, it's something that they plan to do. And the reason why is because it's a major payday for them.
Right.
What ends up happening is when everything crashes, they still have the proponents of true wealth. So
yes,
now they have the precious metals, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody has nothing. Now, what happens at that point is, let's just think about it. Let's say, like, you have a car, and this thing crashes. But guess what? You can't pay your bills. Not only can you not pay your bills, but at this point in time, you're hungry and thirsty. Me, with gold and silver, or whoever it might be, how much are you willing to sell me that Ferrari for? When you're hungry and thirsty, I can get that Ferrari for you for $100. So these guys can come in and they can acquire everything for nothing. So, and they know this. You know, this is a major, 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 like you said, not only do they acquire control, but they acquire everything, because nobody else can put up a fight in any manner. They're just too busy trying to eat, drink, sleep, whatever. They're just trying to survive. So at that point, they can come in, take full advantage on all scales.
Yeah, so true. What they do is they have a saying, is that in the wealth transfer, you know, when there's blood, you know, you buy when there's blood on the streets. You acquire when there's blood on the streets, because, as like he said, in using the Ferrari as an example, that Ferrari returns to its intrinsic value when you go bankrupt, when you have a fire sale. And the thing is this, is that Ferrari was only really able to get the overall price that it was getting during the good economic times when everybody was paying for it. But see, this is what happened. It goes into receivership for pennies on the dollar, because it is a limited asset. The value of it is not necessary for the economy to thrive. The economy doesn't need the Ferrari. The overall people within the economy want the Ferrari. The economy needs real resources, and it doesn't want people to have them. Then the economy will be beholden to those individuals that have the resources. So listen, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. Great, great show. Thank you all for listening. Pastor Keith, thank you for chiming in. Scotty, thank you for chiming in. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states.